Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast. And this is a podcast that helps entrepreneurs take bold, clear steps to start a business, get unstuck, or grow with more clarity, confidence, and courage. I'm Leslie Kane, courage coach and founder of the Why Not Today movement. I created this podcast in honor of my dad, Patrick Kane, who often said, "Why not today?" And this has become something that is a guiding question in my life and business now. Every week, you'll hear a solo episode where I coach you through some common business challenges and guest interviews that go beyond inspiration to teach you what actually works. Whether you're launching something new or navigating a pivot, you'll leave each episode with a clear next step and a reminder that you're not in this alone. So let's dive into this Why Not Today podcast episode, and I hope it helps you grow with courage and take action. So today you get me, a solo episode with me, and I wanted to share with you guys some tips and ideas on why we need each other, the power of the inner circle and the power of community and connection. One of the biggest lessons I've learned in over 30 years owning my own business and then obviously working for other people beforehand, and this is from businesses, from podcasting and coaching, is this: we are never meant to do business alone. And that's what inspired me to start the Women Taking Action group, the Women Taking Action Inner Circle. And it's all connection-based things that I do because we all need a circle of people to lift us up. So there's a story that my friend Sam Horn shares often. It's the helicopter, the boat, and finding the right people. There's a classic story you've probably heard. A man was stranded on a rooftop during a flood. And boy, is that hitting home a lot these days. He prays for God to save him. A boat comes by. He waves it off. A helicopter comes by. He refuses that too. He dies, gets to heaven, asks God, "Why didn't you save me?" And God says, "I sent a boat and a helicopter." Like, here's the twist. Maybe you don't recognize the boat or the helicopter because you've forgotten how to connect and we're not paying attention. So those connections are out there, but you need to have your eyes open and paying attention. I recently heard a podcast from Jay Shetty, and he said, "We're not bad at connecting. We're just out of practice." And I think that's true. I think we've gotten to be a society of isolation, scrolling, and we've lost the rhythm of building real relationships. We're into the quick, the easy. And for a time, we could do business that way. But I think we need to get back in touch with people. I read a book, and it keeps coming up and being quoted, and I need to pull it out again. I think I've read it two or three times. It's called Who Not How, and it's by Dan Sullivan and Benjamin Hardy. And it teaches us to quit asking the question, "How do I figure this out?" and start asking, "Who can help me with this?" And it's a shift that changes everything. So if you have an idea, if you need, you know, there's so many resources. Sometimes the who could actually be ChatGPT, I hate to say it. But if you've got a question about something, you don't know how to do something, ask somebody. I have a friend that recently started a new business, and her husband was trying to be helpful, and he ordered from Amazon a book on starting a business. Well, that is not how she wanted to do it. She wanted to talk to people and see, and that word of mouth is so important. And so who do you need to help you build your business and to grow? We talked about this in a past episode about mentoring, and it's not always top-down mentors, but lateral mentors, I think, are just as important. And sometimes the best advice, courage, and clarity comes from somebody sitting right next to you, somebody going through it with you. I just talked to somebody that's part of my inner circle group, and she said that one of the things she liked about the group is when somebody mentioned something, she's like, "It wasn't just me." And we're not in isolation because we do have that self-doubt. And so having other people that have been through it, that can go through it with us. And so you don't always have to look up and down, especially pay attention to who are those people left and right. And we all have things to share that we can give to somebody else. So what are you sharing and mentoring somebody else? And then you don't have to do this alone. So whether you're running a business, figuring out what's next, or just trying to stay above water, we're not meant to do it alone. I often share with my mom, she's a big giver and loves to do things to help people. And often she doesn't always accept help as easily. And so when you don't let somebody else help you, you are blocking their blessings because they get joy. So I did create a space called, and this came from, as I call them, my Why Not Today moments. The Why Not Today Connects luncheon I started a year and a half ago. And that is to build that community, that connection, not just hand out a card, but to really get to know people. And then recently we kicked off the Women Taking Action Inner Circle. And because when we're in community, we stop hiding, we start healing, and we start moving. So here's what I've seen over and over again. Courage grows in community. Confidence grows in consistency, and clarity grows when you connect. And I'm going to say that again. Courage grows in community. Confidence grows in consistency, and clarity grows when you connect. So here's a powerful tip. If you're ever wondering how to find your people, one way to do it is look at ways to serve. Volunteering, giving your time, helping others. It's one of the best ways to connect with like-minded people. Where are your people? Go to those groups. Go find those people. I heard somebody speak at an event a couple of years ago, and he said pre-COVID, the salesperson was pretty much in charge. They reached out, they did the cold calls, they did the sales. Then COVID happened, and everybody learned how to run their life with a phone. And we found that there's tons of resources at the end of our fingertips. And so we stopped reaching out, and all of a sudden the consumer became the expert. Like you're going to buy a car, you do the research before you go to the car dealership, before the car dealer knew it all. And so now he said, what we need to do is get into community with people that are doing like-minded things and where our audience is. So join groups, volunteer, be in front of those people who are part of your business. For me, in my Mary Kay business, women were always my customer. And so I volunteered. I taught water aerobics. I got in front of women where they were, went to other direct selling parties and things where women were my customers. So how can you connect with people? And so look for ways to serve. And as I said, some of my best business partnerships start when we are serving side by side. And I can tell you example after example. One I will share, I volunteered for an event called, it was the chamber used to put on. It was Taste of the Town, or I think that was what I called Taste of Reston. And it was an event, and I volunteered to sell tickets. And I was there, and I had a friend coming to visit from out of town. And he's like, do you really need to go? Is it going to help your business? I'm like, not sure, but I know to show up because I committed to it. I'm going to show up. Well, I happened to be in the tent with somebody that I admired greatly and wanted to get to know, and she was standing right next to me. She pulled out a lipstick and not only became a Mary Kay customer, but also is a good friend and a mentor. And so you just never know. Because when you're in the room with people who want to give back, you're in the right room. And somebody said something recently, I love this, is you can't fail when you serve. And then find those mutual connections. One of the fastest ways to build trust with someone is to find a me too moment, that mutual connection. It could be something simple like I was born in Buffalo, New York. Now, my parents moved out of Buffalo when I was two. However, I am forever meeting people from Buffalo, and it immediately builds that connection. Same with Virginia Tech. I went to school many years ago. And when I meet somebody with that hokey connection, there's an immediate sense of trust. Have you ever experienced that with somebody? You know, you have a sister's friend, best friend that went to the same school, and you're like, oh, we're connected. My dad was a master at asking people, where are you from? That's a great question. Where'd you go to school? Where can you find that mutual connection? And once you have that, like even on social media, you find somebody that is on social media and you have that connection, you feel like you know them. I was actually on a call the other day, and there was somebody in that mentioned her industry she worked in. And while she was talking, the other person looked up them on social media, found mutual connections, one being her husband she worked for years ago. So small details that shift the whole conversation. I did a podcast last year, it was season 3, episode 21, and it was the Why Not Today Scavenger Hunt. And it's all about keeping your eyes open for small signs and serendipities, the people, the connections, the opportunity that are already all around you. And when you're looking for that connection, you start seeing it. It's actually called the reticular activating system. And that means, like, have you ever been looking for a new car? Like, you're looking for a red Porsche, and all of a sudden you see red Porsches. And that's your brain looking for it. So when you're intentional with something you're looking for, you'll start to see it. So reach out to people you already know. Somebody on the podcast a couple months ago, Rohit, He talked about he traveled a lot and spoke in different cities. And he talked about, if you've been in business for a while, or you know people, you have a network already. Are you reaching out to that network? And so what he would do is when he'd go to speak in a city, he would invite people to dinner and do a group, he called, because his book is non-obvious thinking. So he'd be do a non-obvious thinking dinner. And it's interesting. I was telling that story to a friend of mine, and she's like, I know him. And that's funny. He was in this area. He invited me to this group dinner. I was kind of wondering what it was for. So I'm also good at reaching out to people when I get in the car and go on a road trip. Like if I'm going somewhere and I know somebody in between, I might call them. This happened to me several years ago. I was driving to North Carolina. I was supposed to have an appointment and it canceled. So I had a little extra time. So I just woke up that morning and it just popped in my head. Mary Foley lives in Richmond. I had not talked to Mary Foley in years, but we knew each other years ago and always admired her and we were good friends and they're just proximity. She moved to Richmond and I didn't see her as much. And so I just texted her that morning. I'm like, by any chance, are you available? So she's like, yes. So we met for coffee. It was great to connect. And it was interesting. She told me how she was working with this bank that did a women's group. And I was intrigued. And they had it here where I was. So I joined the group and got that bank. And you know what? What that led me to is I signed up to move my bank accounts into that bank at the end of February 2020. Well, my existing bank I'd used for years would not give me the loan that they were giving out during COVID. This new bank that I'd only been a customer with a couple of weeks did. And so thank goodness I made that call or sent that text, met with Mary, and then was able to get that new bank account. And then fast forward, one day I looked on social media and Mary had a podcast. I had a podcast. So we started talking about that. We actually started a mastermind group with several other businesses owners and did a retreat. So you just never know. You got to pay attention to those nudges. If somebody, you think of somebody, reach out to them. And then start to connect, reconnect. So let's get practical. Here are a couple ways to build those connections. Ask questions. Go beyond what do you do and ask what brought you here? What lights you up? I met somebody recently in an event, and he's like, the question he asked is, what do you do for fun? We all say, what do you do? And then when people say, how are you? And you respond, busy or what's new, busy. I really hate, and I say it, but I hate saying that. So asking people, what do you do for fun? What lights you up? What's a fun fact about you that nobody knows? Getting to get people to know each other in a deeper level. And then be the invitation. Sometimes start a group, host a lunch, create a community you wished existed. I'm very good at that. And then look for that boat and helicopter. If somebody offering help, and you're not brushing, or you're just brushing it off. If somebody invites you to something, ask you about something, pay attention to that. And then serve where you want to grow, volunteer, contribute, show up. It definitely makes a difference. Remember, the right people are often around already in your world. You just haven't seen them. Seen them that way. I can talk. So, like, have your eyes open, pay attention. So, you might just be one brave moment away from a breakthrough. So, one message away from reconnecting with someone who can support you, one yes away from finding the group you didn't know you needed, one step away from the community that helps you rise. And you don't need to be perfect to be powerful. You don't have to have all the answers to start. You just have to be willing to take one action to let others in. So, why not today? Send that message. Say yes to the invite. Start looking for your people and being one of those people for somebody else. And, if you're curious about what I'm doing with Why Not Today and the Inner Circle, reach out to me. Let's have a conversation. If you need to meet somebody, let me know who that pe person is. I might know them. I'm very well connected and I know a few people. So if you're looking for, and it doesn't even have to be here. I know people all over. So thanks for joining me today on the Why Not Today podcast. This is your space for practical tools, real encouragement, and courageous growth. So, whether you're launching a business or something new, navigating a pivot, I hope you're leaving today's episode with a clear next step and a reminder that you're not alone. And if you want more information about me, Why Not Today, the Why Not Today movement, Of course, you can check it out on my website at whynottodaymovement.com. I have a Facebook group and it's Women Taking Action. It's a private group. If you want to join that, let me know. And this podcast is your bridge from inspiration to action. And I'm here to walk with you every step of the way. So, as I always close, remember, why not today? And who can you share this with that needs to hear this message? And remember, you don't need to have it all figured out. You just need to take one brave step. And why not today? Thanks for listening.